Give me a chumash. McCoy's kedar was. McCoy's kedar was. Yeah, very interesting. We have over here. In Parshas Matos, it starts off. Parshas Matos, Lamed Beis. Umikne Rav, Hoy Levnei Ruvain, Levnei God. Otzemoid. Very, very wealthy, tons and tons and tons of cattle and sheep. Right. And they saw Eva Yarden, which is very fertile. And they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we're living there already, they conquered it already. We want to have hair. You say, give us that Al-Tabi Reynos HaYarden HaZeh. This is Eva Yarden. Don't make us go over the Yarden. So, Moshe said to B'nai God, B'nai Ruvain, what, your brothers and go to war? Are you going to sit over here? How can you do this? To your brothers. And he says, you know, your father did that. The Meraglim. He accused them of being Meraglim and they were cursed. They all died. Only Kalev and Yeshua. And 40 years they wandered till they died. Now you're doing the same thing. So they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Chas v'shalom, you said you want to live over here and of course we're going to go fight with you. He had no habamina like that. And we won't go back. We won't return till everybody has Ishal Digla, Ishal Karma. Right. So then Moshe said tonight with them, if you come and fight, you can live there. If not, all tonight went from over here. So the Chayra, the big machlokes in Rishon about this. According to one pshat, it was choshev k'sherim. They never had any intention otherwise than fighting and helping the other Jews fight. Right. So if that's the case, why don't you apologize? So you apologize. No, he didn't apologize at all. He stuck to his guns, much like other Rishonim. What's bad? What's bad? Why he calls in the filthiest word Meraglim? Whoa. So if you look in the Mepharshim, Arachayim, and look in Medrash, Eva HaYarden is Chayim Trumas HaMaisris, then anyway, right, before they were captured by the Goyim. And even though it has Chiyuvei Mitzvah Soretz, has everybody has Chiyuvei Mitzvah Soretz? Chazal say it's not Eretz Israel, it's conquered land, Kibush, that is that has mitzvah soretz. Right. So the Chaim explains, chayv mitzvahs. But what? It does not have the Shekhinah there. It does not have the Shekhinah there. It has the Kedusha Soretz, but not the Shekhinah. And what was the Chetel HaMeraglim? It's a Pasuk in Tillim. Ramban quotes it. By Shlach. What was the Avera? He quotes a Pasuk in Tillim. The Ramban and Shlach. Wow. Ramban. He's a Pasuk. He's in the Tillim. It says, Yud Vav in Tillim. It says, Vayimoso. Vayimoso. They despised Eretz Chemdo. They despise Eretz Chemdo. In other words, it has mitzvah says the Shiloh, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Why do you live ahead? Why is there mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Machlos and Rishonim. What's the mitzvah based on? So there's one sheet that says do the mitzvahs. Trumasamaisvahs, Shemitah, Medaraisa, mitzvahs. Other pshatas know. What's the other pshat? To be near the Shekhinah. Be close to the Shekhinah. Be close to the Torah. As a matter of fact, there's a Gemara in Ksubis, and the Rambam quotes it. There was a time, there was an Avera to leave Bavel, or to go, leave Bavel. Why Bavel? Why? That's where the yeshivas were. The Shekhinah is where the yeshivas are. Well, it's Gemara Ksuv, it's Kuf Yud. Look it up. And Rama has it in Hilchos Malachim. A mitzvah to go to Bavel. Be what? That's Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, not mitzvahs. As a matter of fact, the Talmud Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael would go to Bavel. Who do you pass on like? Bavli or Yerushalmi? Bavli. Correct. But that's the way it was. Talmud Bavli. So, the Chet of the Meraglim, what was the Chet of the Meraglim? They were not, Vayimosu Be'eretz Chemdo. They were not interested in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is to be close to learning. That's what's interesting. This is explained by the Miri in that Gemara in Ksubis. I remember I was speaking with the Rav years when I first started. He said to me, there's no Rav Moshe Feinstein in Eretz Yisrael. Right. And that. Another time is more explicit. Boys are going to Eretz Yisrael to learn. The Torah is in America. So why should I speak to a Muslim? I'm here. Right. That. And the mitzvah of Israel means to learn. And the Bnei Gov, Bnei Reuven, that's Meraglim, they were not interested. That's Bnei Gov, Bnei Reuven, he didn't apologize. Of course they're going to fight, so, not very nice of you. You are disgusting people. Right. That's why in America, it's interesting. A guy gets married in America. Where does he live? A newlywed in America. Where does he live? Lakewood. She has a career, a job. She give it up. She moves to Lakewood. In Eretz Yisrael, when a guy gets married, where does he live?
Not a school.
No, wherever. Finish the sentence. Wherever.
She lives.
She lives. Right. Well, her parents live, and they buy the dira, and they buy the dira. One lives near them. That is the real Meraglim. He's a real Meraglim. And he follows her, or to be more explicit, he says, by Shimshi, you had enough Torah. Vayelech Manoach Acha Ishtoi Malamish Sham Horatzoyo. Manoach followed his wife, Malamish Sham Horatzoyo. Right. It's a fact. No, a guy gets married in America. You can go on. Where does he live? Yeah. A guy gets married over here, where does he live?
Yerushalayim.
No, where does he live? Pens, where? The girl lives. Correct. That's wrong. Why? That's the Meraglim. Why you must so bear as Chemda? That's Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. And the Chazal said they suffer the most. The first ones who would go and grabbed and tortured were Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. That's the most important thing. I remember my first daughter is married to someone called, you heard of Resnick? Heard of Resnick. Anyway, when things got serious, said they didn't say exactly about him. Said, wherever you marry, where would you want to live? He said to her. Where would you want to live? Had she said Eretz Yisrael, he would not have married her. Had she said America, he would not have married her. She said, I want to live wherever he thinks he can learn better. Next day, he became a chassan. You know that? Right. That's where you have to live. Correct. So when I got married, I had a problem. Part of my emuna, not to Meraga, to live, when you get married, live near a yeshiva or a kollel. If I was going to Shanyu, what am I going to do? So I lived in Brooklyn, the closest yeshiva to YU. You know that? Which is Tervah Das. Closest transportation. Right. But that was my condition. Correct. Yet they don't do it. I hear this guy gets married, he's by Beit Shemesh or... No? Half the place here is in Beit Shemesh. Right? But Beit Shemesh, I cop with Beit Shemesh. I have to live near the yeshiva. Actually, are the yeshivas there? I don't know, but Shemesh are yeshivas? Maybe there are. Here in this kind of yeshivas all over.
Great
gracious. What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's kollelim. Torah Smosh, it's a bunch of kollelim there. So here it's not negiah so much. But that was the chet of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Not they're not going to fight. Moshe did not apologize for ranking them out, calling them filthy names. He called them Meraglim. And they were Meraglim. Even they were older, 20, they tended to fight, Ramban says all the time. The Medrash says that. You're not interested. More than the Yimosu, they would tell him. They despise Eretz Chemda. They didn't want to be near Yeshiva. Like that. The Pasuk can tell him, Kovav, by the Meraglim. They would tell him here. Very important. The Eva Yardain. It's Eretz Yisrael. Tumas Amaisra, see that? But not Shechina. It could be Mekhan Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael also. Fine, legally on good basis. Legally. Should it have to be near the Yeshiva? Real estate in Lakewood depends how close you are to the Yeshiva. You know that? Well, you have any brothers in Lakewood, any family? That's the real estate. Is how close you are to the Yeshiva. Vayim'asu. They discussed it. Be'eretz Chemda. Vayim'inu l'dvorov. They didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu. How good it is. So, interesting. Part of Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael is to praise Eretz Yisrael. Part of Yeshiva. That's just Lashon Hara. They said Lashon Hara. They were discussed at Eretz Chemda. But what you heard in Shia today, where in the globe is Eretz Yisrael? Which continent is Eretz Yisrael located? Which continent?
In the Shia Room.
Right. I'm here. Right. That's wherever you learn better. That's Eretz Yisrael. It's a Miri. You imagine there was a love the rice to leave Iran? That's all you see was Iran. Bubbles, Iran, right? The Rambam was Malachim. You're not allowed to leave Bubble. It's funny he moved that down. That this time really wasn't anymore. Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli. That's Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you learn better. Right. That's Eretz Yisrael. The mile of Eretz Yisrael is, you hear? It's more Mesugal, maybe. Even it's more Mesugal. But the Metzius is, all the Rishonim. Where do the Rishonim live? In the Achronim. Where? Babli.
Sfadi.
Right. Spain, France, Germany. Then they moved to America. Here's the Rambam. That was the, they were disgusted with Eretz Chemda. What makes it Chemda? Geschmack, lustful. I want to learn. It's a whole long Rambam. A whole long beautiful. I hope you should read these Rambams. How beautiful Eretz Yisrael is. You used to kiss the ground, Eretz Yisrael. Kiss the ground. Whoever loses Eretz Yisrael, his averes are forgiven. Whole long Rambam. Whole long Rambam. Then, too long before then, he gives out the truth. Kishem sha'osalotes me'oretz achutzer kachot lotes osa lotes mi'bobel. He finally gives out the truth, last line. What's Bavel? Right. One second, Bavel. Chinas Chayas. Lakewood. Right. I'm telling you something over here. Bavel, not me. It's a Gemara, not a Rambam. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. You're not taught this because the Avodah Zarah of Zionism has crept into the yeshivas. Correct. says, what's Bovel? Bovel? Shmovel? What's Bovel? I don't know what I'm quoting. He means as an example of what? Of Mokum Torah. The Miri over here explains in service. Here, Miri, look it up. I quote it in the Megad. And when they go up and they move it, we're not interested. They wanted money. Correct. But then America is much more vested about this. A guy from Lakewood gets married, no, have a meaning differently. After 10 years, he'll go to the coil in Toronto. Right. That's Israel. My father, Yitzchak Sam, was Nifta. So he went to Israel. He wrote a letter back. You're an Israel, not me. Hear that? Oh, you want to see the Miri, okay? Cook food. I'm sorry to shock you. It's interesting that all the Rishonim, all the Gemaras, and even the Rishonim who went to Israel, like Ramban, whatever he wrote was written before. That is interesting. That's why Yechem and Zakkai says when he snuck out, he asked the emperor, what did he ask for? That's all I need. That's it. A second. Shame Sha'asar, Lot says, me Eretz Israel Chutzlar, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Israel. If you were here before, Kach Asar, Lot says, me Bavel. Why? Listen, are you listening to me? I'm not talking. Mimi's talking. I don't talk in my chair. I read. I know how to read. Shkomokam Shechokma, for year as Chet Mitzoyin Sham, Dinek Eretz Israel. It's very hard. Elam Cain, Al Yedei Omael, Godel, Vitzar, Gugel, Sevel, Yush. Terrible. Stam Eretz Yisrael, usually Chochma v'yir aschei mitzuyim bo. Ad shemitoicham masigim kvoid boiram yisi Hashem v'zoichem mizu ashchino. Right. That's Stam, but of course there are exceptions. Right. Chazreinish wrote a letter that where the Chofetz Chaim is living, that's Eretz Yisrael. But things change. Things change. And but the part is wherever you're Shemayim and Chochma. Right. And throughout the generations, our generations, right, Shemat all, the Vilna Goyen and Chaim Briska and the Ksesa Choshen, Ricky Vega, where were they? They were in Europe. Right? And you have the Ramban and Shah Melech, Mishlam Melech, Machan Ephraim, Lilo Sfarchik, they were in Spain. Where were they? Morocco? Where were they? Different places. That's what he's saying over here. But it's important to know this. And when they go up in Reuven, were not interested. They were like miraculous. Vayamisu be'eretz chemda. They found it. Yeah. Correct. That is, yeah, I gotta know this. Mokum Torah. Now they're making, it spread out to other places. Kiryat Yisrael also. Everybody has his own. Everybody has his own. And the kuf has changed. But there's an avera to leave that place. Now, unless he needs panosa. He needs panosa, like Eretz Yisrael, same thing. Same thing. They're making a whole lakewood in Mexico. You heard about it? You read about it? Mexico City. Making a whole city. Hear that? A whole city. Of starting off 40 houses for coal guys. For free. And then, eventually, for a guy, Balabatim, who are working, but they're learning most of the day. $100,000 a house, like for nothing. I don't even get billions of dollars they got. And they make big parties over there. Shmuel Kamenetsky went down there, Mexico. Right now, Mexico, 20 Kotelim. Mexico City. My father was the rabbi, so I know a lot about it. He is instrumental in this revival. They try to make it in America now. You heard about it? Connecticut? Danny Lander? You heard about it? Right? And houses for Bnei Torah to make yeshiva. And who's supposed to be Rosh Yeshiva? Who's supposed to be? You know? You heard? Who?
Down.
What did you say?
I didn't.
Resnick was supposed to be Rosh Yeshiva. Head guy signed up from Brisk, and so they went to Yisrael Rabbi Yeshua, the final, okay. He asked the elementary question, who's paying for all this? So he said, they told him, Truro College. Okay, shit's over.